Are you looking for freedom? Freedom from the daily grind and hustle? Or just finding a way to live the life you always wanted? Then join us on the Investing for Freedom podcast. Our host, Mike Ayala, will help you discover new ways to find freedom with tips, insights, and interviews. You'll learn the exact systems he's used to travel the world and live his best life. True success and happiness are all about freedom. And here's your roadmap on how to find freedom on your own terms. Welcome to the Investing for Freedom podcast. Here's your host, Mike Ayala.
Thank you for joining me on the Investing for Freedom podcast. Do you know what the number one thing is that separates the successful people in the world from the ones that are not? It's execution. I read a book years ago called Execution by Larry Bossidy and Ram Charan, and I wasn't even in business yet. I was just running a project with a plumbing and heating company that I was working with, and I was, you know, venting to my pastor at that point in time about some of my leadership struggles. And so we just started talking leadership. He started meeting with me early in the mornings as a, you know, just a young guy that was just, you know, running a crew. And we started reading this book called Execution, as I said, by Larry Bossidy and Ram Charan. And at the beginning of the book, what they talk about, and I think this was probably around the year of, you know, maybe 2000, 2001, something like that. The thing that they talk about in the book is America's boardrooms are full of people with new ideas. And they said, we don't need any new ideas. These people were from, both the authors, I think, were people that were on the board at Honeywell. And they said, we don't need new ideas. We need execution. That's the thing that's going to separate those that do and those that don't. And so what I was sharing at the beginning in the intro, the thing that separates those that are successful from those that aren't is execution. When we think about ideas, and I'm kind of pulled back to a time when I was in junior high, and I went over to this catering shop that was just across the street. And she had these suckers set out that she had made herself. And I've told this story before, but I tasted one of the suckers, and the reason why they were out is, you know, she wanted to sell sucker molds and all this stuff to make these suckers sticks and bags and everything else. And so my mom like lent me the money to start making suckers. And this lady taught me how to make suckers, and I started doing it. And I brought these suckers to school, and I was literally making like $80 a day, $100 a day sometimes. The school ended up shutting me down, which the point of this is not the story around that. It's that I had an idea and my mom lent me the money, and I just went and made it happen. So the difference between me and anybody else, it's not like making suckers is special, and it's not like selling things at school is special. There's a lot of people that have sold a lot of different things. But the difference between me and anybody else was when I saw that sucker mold and I saw everything there, I immediately had the idea, like I could make these and I could sell them. I was not scared to do it. So what did I do? I didn't have some new idea. It wasn't some amazing new, it was a sucker. I could have gone to the store and bought suckers, but the reality was I could make them cheaper with my time, my labor. And a few weeks ago, I was getting into, you know, the different types of leverage. Well, I was using my own labor, and instead of, you know, buying suckers at 50 cents, I could make them for 10 cents and sell them for a dollar, you know? And so the difference between me and everybody else who ever had an idea to sell something in junior high is that I did it. And it's no different today. You've got an idea in you, and it might be some new revolutionary idea, and it might be some idea that's already been tried and true. I love the HVAC industry. I love the mobile home park industry. You know, some of my favorite investments are nothing new. There's a whole, you know, set of theory and concept out there, blue ocean strategy and red ocean strategy and all the difference. And I, you know, the reality is I don't care, you know, what your idea is or which side of it it's on. It's really about executing. You can go buy an HVAC company that is just a boring old HVAC company. You could go buy a duplex. You could go buy, you know, a 20-plex. You could go buy a set of apartments that have 300 units like my friend Ken McElroy does, and just, you know, it's not some new concept. It's just figuring out, you know, making sure that it's in the right market and making sure that you provide a good customer service and keep the rents competitive. And how do you get better debt? So it isn't that we need new ideas. It's that we need execution. And by the way, even if you have a new idea or something that's never been done before, it's even more important that you get the execution of that down properly, because it's harder to execute most of the time on some new product or service, et cetera, because you've got, you know, idea and implementation and the patent and the manufacturing and the distribution and all of that that goes from start to finish that's so challenging. It's actually easier to get somebody to invest usually in an idea that's been tried and tested before, such as a mobile home park, like we have investments. By the way, as a side note, that was not the point of this whole thing, but if you're interested in investing in the mobile home park, text the word deals to 480-531-7519, and I'll get you some opportunities that we have right now in the mobile home park space. But anyway, it's so much easier to get people to invest in ideas that are tried and true than it is some new startup. Now, there's a lot more upside sometimes if you make it big, but the reality is most of these angel investors will tell you they invest out of 100 deals, maybe 10 of them hit, and that's just playing the odds, right? But when those 10 hit, they're usually, you know, big deals. And so all of this comes back to execution. So the whole thing is like, we don't need any new ideas. And like I was saying, the people that are successful in the world are people that go out there and just really get things moving. So at the end of the day, I want to just really dig and challenge you. You know, what's the thing that's holding you back from that better life, from that better business, from expanding your business, from starting your business, from launching a course, from investing in real estate? What is the thing that's holding you back? Because really, the people that go out there and just start taking that next step, I had an idea. I saw the suckers. I said, you know what? I could sell these. I just have to learn how to make it. And there wasn't a whole lot of risk. And I understand that. And the problem is, the longer you wait to start executing on your idea, the more risk you have. And this is a conversation for another day. But you know, when I started my first business, I didn't have much risk because I said to myself and I said to Kara, you know, what's the worst case scenario? If this business fails, yeah, we lose some money, but I have to go back to work for the company that I'm already working for. I'm already living my worst case scenario. But then as we got successful and we started, you know, buying assets and gaining, you know, lifestyle, and we have a nicer house and we have children and all of these things, our risk level starts going up. And so the point that I'm making here is the longer you wait to begin executing your idea, the more risk you're going to have in life. The older you get, the more you have at play and at risk. And so I don't think that there is ever a great time to launch your business. And the longer you wait, the worse it might get. So what's the difference between the people that are successful and those that aren't? It's the people that have an idea, and it's the people that execute faster. They go out there, they find the resources, they find the capital, they find the people that they need in their life, they find the relationships and connections, and they go get it done. And the longer you wait to start moving and executing on your business plan or your idea, the longer and harder it's going to be for you to get there. So go out there and make it great. Hopefully this was helpful. You know, I told you about texting me the word deals, but really, you can text me anything you want to at 480-531-7519. Just reach out to me. I'd love to hear your business idea. I'd love to hear what you're struggling with. Just reach out, 480-531-7519. Let's have a conversation there. Cheers. If you've found value in this episode and you know someone who's wanting to start or move further along in their journey toward investing for freedom, I would be forever grateful if you would share this show with them and help me get this message out to more listeners. Also, if you enjoy what you've heard, I would appreciate it if you'd take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. And until the next episode, cheers to moving further along in your journey of investing for freedom.